Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. This is Noelle Boisny for the morning news. Additional soldiers are expected today in Saint-Martin to provide assistance to the population following the passage of Hurricane Irma. The Minister of the Interior announced that 2,000 soldiers would arrive on site in the coming days. Gérard Collomb is attempting to defuse the controversy as several voices rise to denounce the lack of preparation of the state with regards to this hurricane. The minister replies that this is not true, as the air bridge between Guadeloupe and mainland France is one of the most important established in recent decades. He also assures that order is now restored and that there is no more looting. Emmanuel Macron is expected on site tomorrow morning to talk with victims. In the meantime, Irma is moving towards northern Florida. A state of emergency has been declared in Florida by Donald Trump, who is also expected to arrive on site very soon. The hurricane has lost some of its intensity and is now a Category 2, but still extremely dangerous. Irma, and before that Harvey, two hurricanes that are going to cost a lot to the United States. A private meteorological office has estimated the damage at $290 billion. In New York, it's time for remembrance. Today is September 11th, 16 years after the World Trade Center bombings that killed nearly 3,000 people. Commemorations are scheduled on the site of the attacks. And they wanted to commit an attack. Two men were indicted yesterday for criminal terrorist association. They were arrested Wednesday in Villejuif near Paris. After the discovery of a clandestine laboratory full of chemicals, one of the suspects, Fiché S and Radicalized, recognized wanting to attack especially soldiers of the Sentinel operation. In tennis, 16th Grand Slam title for the Spanish winner of the U.S. Open last night. Victory in three sets, 6-3, 6-3, 6-4, against South African Kevin Anderson. Nadal is getting closer to Federer and his 19 major titles. In soccer, it is not going well for the Olympique de Marseille. Marseille sinks into a crisis after its defeat 3-1 yesterday against Rennes at the Vélodrome. The OM is only 10th of the Premier League after 5 days. A little earlier, Lyon reached third place in the standings thanks to its victory 2-1 against Guingamp. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves Radio.